بلغ سلامي روضة فيها أنت النبي المحترم يا خير من يقن في القاء أعظم فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم روحي الهدى لقبل أنت فيه العطاء وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته بكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب لا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم صدق الله مولانا الحمد. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our great illustrious honorable Sheikh Arif Billah, the Rumi of our time, the second Tabriz, the Mujaddid of this era, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, Hazrat said that before every bayan, make muzakra, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam can become alive in the ummah today. With regard to the importance, the benefits and the necessity of sunnah, Hazrat has said very many forms. One form, he says that agar pairawi karegi ummat sunnate nabawi, if the ummat will follow the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam again, hawa se nikal jayegi uski kashti. Our ship, the ummat ship which has been caught in the storms, we know what is happening in Syria, we know what is happening in Egypt, we know what is happening in Afghanistan, Palestine, the whole Muslim world is in turmoil. So Allah says, if we will follow sunnah, Allah will take us out from this turmoil. And the ship of the Ummah will sail once more on high seas, and we will be going to great heights and great success. So we should all make niyat that we try and bring each and every sunnah into our lives. We should have the knowledge of every sunnah. For that, our Shaykh Rahimahullah has written a beautiful small pocket-sized kitab, Piyari Nabi Ki Piyari Sunnati, the beautiful sunnah of our beloved Nabi. We can go on the website, Khanka Ashrafiya Idariya, and we can see there or download it also from there. So we should try and get the knowledge of every sunnah, and then ask Allah for the love of every sunnah, and then try and practice as many, all the sunnahs that we can, and to propagate the sunnahs in the world as much as we can. So one sunnah that I will mention now, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that as-salatu bis-siwa أفضل من 70 صلاة دون سواك. That making a salat, our namaz, our salat, after having made biswak, then that namaz, that salat, is 70 times more virtuous. For example, we all have made maghrib salat now. Same 3 rakats, nobody made 4 rakats of maghrib salat. And every rakat, 1 ruku, 2 sajdas. and behind the same imam.
But those of us who made miswak when we made our wudu, our reward won't only be for 3 rakats, but 3 times 70, 210, and not equal to afdaluhi, even more virtuous than that, just on account of making the sunnah of miswak. And there are a lot of other virtues of miswak also, for our dental care, dental hygiene, etc. Lot of benefits there are. Also, Ibn Abidin Shami, rahmatullah alayhi, a great jurist of Islam, faqih, he writes that إِنَّ سُنَّةَ السِّوَى تُذَكِّرُ كَلِمَةَ شَهَادَةٍ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ. The sunnah of miswak, a person who is regular and constantly making miswak, then at the time of his mort, he will be reminded to recite kalimah shahada. What a great thing to read kalimah shahada and then to pass away. We can all acquire that by simply making miswak every time. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on this sunnah of miswak also, on every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. The ayat al-kareema I have recited, on which I intend to base my talk, is a dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah ta'ala. Allah declared him his friend. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Abul Anbiya, the father of all the Anbiya, from his son Ishaq alayhi salatu wa salam, came all the Anbiya of the Bani Israel, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, all the Anbiya of Bani Israel came from his son Ishaq alayhi salam. And from his son Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam came Imam al-Anbiya, our Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what a great person is not Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. But see how much fear of the day of Qiyamah he has got. We think for ourselves, today's one day has passed, today our memory is gone very weak. But even then, today one day has passed, I'm sure we can still remember and think that how, who of us thought of the day of Qiyamah? That what will happen to me in my father? What will happen to me on the day of Qiyamah? In fact, it comes in the hadith, a person who remembers more 25 times a day, just remembering more, whenever he dies, he will die as a shaheed. And a very easy way to remember more 55 times is to read the surah Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. 25 times to read it is nothing difficult, and if we read it every day, whichever day our maut will come, we'll get the maut of a shaheed. Anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, such a great man who built the Kaaba Sharif. Ibrahim alayhi salam, إِذِ ابْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ. What great test Allah had put Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam to. Allah ordered him to slaughter his son Ismail alayhi salam. And he was prepared and he actually put the knife on his throat to slaughter him. Who of us can pass such a test? He passed all these tests with 9 colors. And after all of that, he still says, Rabbi, la tukhzini yawma yub'athun. Oh my Allah, do not disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. Who of us, how we have committed and we are committing so much of sin all the time, but we don't think that what will be our result. On the day of Qiyamah, today many people like to have TVs with a big screen. The real big screen will be on the day of Qiyamah. And everyone, what he did in this world, it will be shown there. Your wife will see what you used to do, yeah, you used to hide away from her. Your daughter will see what you used to do. Your sons, you gave them a lot of advice, do this, do that, don't do that. But what you yourself were doing, it will be shown there. Illa man tab. Yes, the person who makes sincere tawbah, then he Allah destroys him. Allah himself destroys all his fights. All his videos that were made of his whole life's actions, كرام الكاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون. They know everything what we do and they write down everything. And this will be played out on the day, the footage will come out on the day of Qiyamah. But a person who makes sincere tawbah, and that means changes his life, starts preparing for Akhirah, Allah destroys all his previous records and Allah himself destroys all those records. So on the day of Qiyamah, in fact, all the parts of the body will speak. Hey, a person, well, what is done, he will lie. And he will say, I did not commit this sin, I did not commit this sin. Then Allah will put a seal on his head. And the parts of the body will start. The earth will speak. Wherever we have committed sin, the earth will speak what we have done. And the parts of the body, a person will say, Hima shahidtum alayna, that my hands, legs, and all the sins I have committed, I did it for your enjoyment. To touch a woman, to kiss a woman, wrong, haram, not your wife, somebody else, all the haram that you did, and you will say, I did it for your benefit. And today you have turned state witness. You are giving evidence against me. Hima shahidtum alayna. They were all the parts of the body were replied, قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that Allah who can make any and everything speak, He has ordered us to speak, and we got no choice but to speak. It comes in the hadith, the first part of the body that will speak will be the right thigh. That will give evidence whatever wrong a person had done. So the day of Qiyamah is something to be very frightened. It will be a day. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Everyone will run away from one another. A mother will see her daughter, but she will run from her daughter. Yet you run to help your daughter. Then you will run away from your daughter. A son will see his father, and his father is in need, but he will run away from his father. And the ulama explained, why? Because perhaps my father will ask me for one hasan, one good attribute. Or maybe the son will ask, the mother will ask, everyone, you couldn't believe your baby, Shahnui, Yogi. Everyone will be worried about himself. The nafsi, nafsi, myself, what will happen to me? Everyone will be worried. So that day is going to come for all of us. We are all moving to our qubur. Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi Rahmatullahi was a very great pious person. He was a doctor. But because he made contact with some pious people, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, because of that he became like he's a big wali and Sufi and alim he became. So he has said one very beautiful poem. He says, Padam Suve Marqad, that our legs we are facing, our legs are facing towards our kubur, towards our graves. As we are sitting now, we are moving to our graves. Our lives are growing, second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour. Our lives are becoming more. Our time, how much Allah gave us, is becoming less all the time. If a person's lifespan, for example, Allah gave him 60 years, 50 years he has passed, now he's only got 10 years. And we can't switch off this time machine. That don't count down, but let me keep my 10, let me reserve it. We can't preserve it, we can't reserve it. Every minute that is going, our time is becoming less and less. We are moving towards our kubur all the time. So, qadam su'e marqad hai, nazar su'e dunya hai. We are walking towards our qabr, but we are looking back to dunya. I must make another investment. I must make now buy another property. I must travel here. I must do this, open another shop here. All the things of dunya we are looking. We are moving to qabr and we are looking at dunya. Kidhar ja raha hai, kidhar dekh raha hai. Where are you going and where are you looking? Just like small children, the terrible truth, when children are 2 years old, they do many funny things. They are so bold and so daring. And children like to play a game of chasing.
They chase one another.
And they run after one another to catch. Many times they are running fast from small children, how much energy they got. But they are looking at the bed. The next thing, they knock their head against the door. Or two boys hit their heads against one another.
Those are children.
In Urdu, childhood is called bachpan, your childhood.
So our elders, our Muslims say,
bachpan aya, you are now 55 years old. Lekin abhi bachpan nahi hai. But your childhood is not gone, sir.
You are an old man, but you are still like a small child.
Bachpan aya, lekin abhi bachpan nahi hai. You have come to 55, lekin your childhood is not gone, sir.
We are also going to qabr,
and we are rushing like how?
Fine, we got no time.
Disappointment, that flight, this business,
this meeting, going here, going there.
And we are also knocking out our head all the time.
Now we have got this problem.
Now we have got that problem. Because we are not seeing where we are walking. We are facing the other direction.
So anyway, Qiyamah is a reality.
And what is tasawwuf? And what is Islam to prepare for Qiyamah? We are all, the whole world practically, 99.99% dunya is only worried for dunya.
Then how can we have nice motor cars,
our nice houses, air cons, lights, fan? No problem with all this.
Our body must be very good, healthy we must be,
clothes must be very nice, very delicious food that we have.
Everything we are worried of dunya
and of the Qiyamah, who is one. And that is the real life.
This life of dunya is a temporary life.
It is like a bubble on the water. The bubble bursts anywhere.
Hey, you may bubble but no guarantee.
And how long does a bubble last? Our life in this dunya is like a shadow. As the sun is moving, the shadow gets finished. Hey?
So this is what our life is.
And we are only worried of dunya, must have a nice house, nice car, nice furniture, nice food, holidays, travel, etc. And we are not worried of the young. This is the tasawwuf to remind us that we have to prepare for after. That is our real life, eternal life, a life that will never come to an end. Dunya's life is between 60 and 70 years ever. And akhirat's life is forever and ever.
And our whole life of 60, 70 years compared to one day of akhirat
is not one day. Akhirat is forever and ever.
But compared to one day of akhirat,
it is only 2 minutes. So we are worried so much of 2 minutes and that everlasting life that we are not worried.
So Ibrahim Ali Salatu Wasalam, his daughter, that worry about that day, that what will happen to us on that day.
Then further he said, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. It will be a day when our maal, our wealth, our material things will not help us at all.
وَلَا بَنُونَ,
and our children will not help us. Your daughter won't help you, your son won't help you. Nobody will help you on the day of Qiyamah. You and your amal, what your record of deeds are, that is what is going to be presented.
So we have to worry. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam say, it is such a day that our wealth won't help us. Today, all our worry is to make wealth.
We are not worried of amal.
We have too much now if we have to calculate
the 24 hours of the day.
How much of our time is spent?
And for talking of those who are pious, those who are far from the masjid, who don't make salah, that is different.
Those who come for 5 times salah,
if we have to calculate how much of our time we are spending for deen, and how much of our time we are spending for deen, what is going to get finished, we are spending most of our time for that. And what is going to last forever, we hardly got time for that.
So we only worry of making more money in this world today.
How I can make more money, then how I can invest it,
how I can increase it all the time.
Whereas the real worry should be for our ma'am. They will come to us and they will help us forever and ever.
and our children.
Everyone is worried. I must secure the future of my child. My children must not have.
Today, because of that,
our daughters also, we send them to university. And they must also acquire, because their future must be secure. They must have some university degree.
But who of us are worried of securing my daughter's akhirah?
And who of us are worried of securing my son's akhirah? That is the real thing to worry about.
For this dunya, Allah has taken promise
that He will not let any person go hungry. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. For every person, how much risk Allah has appointed, he will get that risk. It won't وَمَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقُهَا. Nobody carries his risk on himself. Allah gives us. For example, I have come from South Africa. I am today here in Malaysia. Nay, 40 days before Allah sent my risk to you. I did not have to carry it and bring it with me.
Wherever we go to Arafat,
we go to Muzdalifah. Allah sends our risk 40 days before. What Allah has promised for us, we are worried about that.
And what Allah has not promised, we must work for.
Our aman, our akhirah, that we are not worried about. Nay, it is like we are worrying about other people's business. That my neighbors, did they clean their house or not? We worry, but I'm not cleaning my own house. Nay,
that somebody else is worried about them.
And when we do that, people also tell us, mind your own business. Don't come and tell me, you worry about yourself.
But today, what is Allah's business
to give us risk that we are worried about so much? We are overtaken by that.
And what is our business to worry about our akhirah?
We hardly have thought about that. So that is what. So that is the day. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. What will benefit a person is only one thing, who comes with a healthy heart.
Not a biological, not a physical heart,
a spiritual heart. A healthy spiritual heart. Today we know in the whole world, wherever we go, one of the greatest things people are worried about, heart condition. You just get a little bit pain, or you get tired, you are breathing heavy. I must go doctor, I must go cardiologist, I must do ECG, I must do stress ECG, I have to check my heart, how is my heart? Because my heart is not right, big problem, heart died, heart attack.
Hey, everyone is worried about the heart.
A person is healthy also. He comes to 40 years, I must go check up now.
Maybe something wrong with my heart.
The whole world is worried.
But our heart, the spiritual heart,
who is worried about it?
Whether my spiritual heart is a healthy heart,
is qalb-e saleem or qalb-e saqeem. Saqeem, sick. And unhealthy, a sick heart. So now, we will do what we call a lipogram, a spiritual lipogram. Like, for example, for your heart, it's not enough, you just check your cholesterol. Your cardiologist will say that doesn't give a true reflection of what the condition of your heart is. You have to do a lipogram in which they check five things in your heart. The good fats, the bad fats, and cholesterol, all five things they check. So today we are sitting in a spiritual hospital. And we also, myself also, all of us, let us do a check on our heart to see spiritually how good it is or how bad it is. And that has been given to us in the tafsir of the Quran. Allah Sayyid Mahmud al-Baghdadi, great Mufti of Baghdad, long ago, about 300 years ago, he has written this tafsir, and he gave us five tests to see if our heart is a healthy heart or it's a sick heart. The first test that we have to see, that if our heart is healthy, a healthy heart, الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْبِرِ. That is a person who spends his money in good causes. That person who does that, he's got a healthy heart. His heart is solid, he's got a good meaning, a good imani heart. And if we are not spending money, not giving zakat also, not giving to masjid, not giving to the poor, to the needy, to the widows, etc., we are just stealing or hoarding our money. That
then that is not reality. Or if we are spending our money in haram things, unnecessary extravagance, weddings, making big weddings, and houses, building big houses, we're spending our money on all unnecessary things, on israf, on extravagance, then that is also not a healthy heart. But a person who at least gives his zakat properly, that person's heart is now not so sick. That's the one point. And if he's spending more money, mashallah, for the cause of deen, he's spending the money, that person has got a healthy heart. So how much we are depositing for akhirat? A person who spends for his akhirat, that person has got a healthy heart. The second thing, الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. That person who guides his children towards the truth, that person has got a healthy heart. Hey, a person who gives his children religious, deeni education, Islamic education, and he makes them up to grow up according to Islam, the tarbiyah, the nature. MashaAllah, one professor who is sitting lecturing the university, is here. His son told me that thousands of engineers he has made, but my children, I put them all in deen. That is how we must be. Eh? That therefore, put our children in deen, not in dunya. Dunya Allah will give. And Islam has not made dunya haram. How much is necessary? No problem. But the real thing to strive for is for the akhirah. So those people who guide the children towards deen, if we are sending our children to school, college, university, but we are not giving them deen education, we are not teaching them who is Allah. In South Africa many years ago, maybe 50 years ago or so, there was one very great Ali, and he was connected to one very rich family, always with them, he was connected to them. So one day the children phoned the father, Maulana, and told him that our father has passed away, old man. So he went there. When he went there, he asked them, did your people read kalima, la ilaha illallah, for your father when he was passing away? So the children, what they told, four sons, rich also, they say, what is kalima? They don't know what is kalima. So then Maulana said, your father gave you education. He sent you to school, college, university. Your father gave you shops. He opened big shops for you. Your father gave you houses. He gave you cars. He opened business for you. He did everything. He got you married. Everything. But he did not teach you kalima. So when he was dying and he needed kalima at that time so desperately, because two people, he didn't give you the kalima, you couldn't give him kalima. So give our children deeni education. Hey, dunya's education, how much is necessary? No, but the main is deeni education. So a person whose heart is a good heart, الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. Then the third sign to test our heart, what kind of a heart we got, it is الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ الْأَقَائِدَ الْبَاطِلَ. That he hasn't got wrong beliefs in his heart. Today that is also very common, superstition. How many of us believe in superstition? For example, we are driving and the cat goes across the road, we say accident going to happen in front. What is the cat? What power has the cat got to give us accident? Accident, good and bad, is only Allah's hand. Not in the cat that is different. All countries, different superstition they have got. And many other superstitious beliefs also people have got. Wahiyah, just unnecessary, all wrong superstition. And how many people, in the name of deen, how many wrong things we are doing? How many people in the name of the Sawo, we are doing wrong things? We are going to the Qubur and we are asking for the Qubur to help us. So only Allah can help you. We can't ask the Malaika also for help. Allah is the only one. La nasta'inu illa billah. We only seek help from Allah Ta'ala. So deen is so important. So many wrong things have come into even in the name of religion. And in the guise of religion, in the name of religion, we are doing so many wrong things. So we must not have any wrong aqidah, a wrong belief in our heart. And for that, mashallah, we have got many good ulama. Ask them, sit in the majlis, go and keep their company, and ask them, is this belief right or wrong? Is this thing right or this practice we are doing, is it right or wrong? In that way, in the light of Quran and Hadith, correct our lives. Otherwise, our whole life can pass. And if we have to die with a wrong belief, today also, at schools and universities, for example, they are teaching Darwin's theory of evolution. What does that mean? All of you must be knowing that man was born from a monkey. That one monkey became a human being, and from there all the human people, the human state in the world. Na'udzubillah. Hey, our Shaykh Rahimahullah gives such a beautiful answer. He says there are millions of monkeys in the world. In the history of if one monkey could become a human being, then why till today a second monkey didn't become a human being? Many of us we know, and there are those people sitting here, their sons or their daughters. One became alima, another one can also become. In this case, all the daughters became alima, mashallah. One son became hafiz, another one, he also became hafiz. Why in the history of the monkey, till today a second monkey didn't become a human being? The truth is that they are monkeys and they try to make monkeys out of us. And that is being taught in our schools, in Islamic schools, and in Makkah Sharif in the schools this theory is being taught. And so this wrong beliefs, also another very wrong belief, and people do PhD on this. And what is PhD? The meaning of PhD really is permanent head damage. The person who got permanent head damage and irreversible head damage. So what they believe, that how did this world come into existence? They say there was a big bang, very big bang. This glass here is a small glass, and if I could drop it here, it can break. And if it breaks, there will be a small bang. It's a small glass. But by that bang, small bang, will the glass be made or will it break? The glass will break, it won't get made. They say a huge bang took place and everything of the world, 100% perfectly fell into place. If we have to think this human being, Allahu Akbar, how just the heart, four ventricles of the heart, how the valves are opening and closing by the split second of a thousandth of a second. And if it just has to be a little late or too fast, you've got the heart problem. The heart comes into the one ventricle, it pumps it into the next one. From there to the lungs, we breathe in oxygen all the time. Allah has put a filter in our nose, so germs and dirt doesn't go in. That is why 5 times a day we make abdas wudu and we blow our nose. We put water, we clean up, we are cleaning the filter on. And Allah has put the air conditioner in the nose. If the air is too hot it goes, then also you will be a sick person. If it is too cold, you will be a sick person. So Allah put an air conditioner to make the air just the right temperature. Then oxygen goes in the lungs. The blood from the heart comes to the lungs. The one drop of blood in the human body, one drop, every day travels 100,000 kilometers. Up and down in the body. And that as it's traveling and it's working, it's servicing, just like the oil of our car, after 6 months we have to change it. We have to put new oil. That oil now is gone bad. So the blood also becomes bad. All carbon dioxide comes in the heart, in the blood. So when it comes in the lungs, then there's from the heart, the blood came in the lungs. There's oxygen, it gets purified. And new blood is made. The same blood is made new. It's put oxygen. The carbon dioxide, we breathe it out through our mouth. And the oxygen, we're breathing in through the nose, and the blood is getting purified. Then this blood gets pumped to the next ventricle in the heart, from there to the lower one, and from there again in the body, up and down. If the blood flow has to stop 1 second, we will have problems. See how much of traffic you have here in Malaysia, whole world lot of traffic. And how many traffic laws there are, and how many traffic officers there are. In spite of that, every day there are accidents. And here this blood is moving at a speed, 100,000 kilometers, no accident. The day an accident happened, you are a dead person. You got a heart attack, or you got a brain hemorrhage, or you got a stroke, or you have become paralyzed. If one drop of blood just has to stuck somewhere, then there is a problem in your life. So this is under. So what the Big Bang and all this is in the human body. One thing I've explained, how the brain is working, the lungs are working, the pancreas is working, the liver is working, every part of the body. Then if we look at the stars, the sun and moon, Mercury, Venus, all the stars, how they are moving at fantastic speed, and no accidents they are making. Allahu Akbar. Then all this happened by one Big Bang. This is nothing but the command of Allah. Khallaqul Azim, Khallaqul Alim. Allah is the great creator who has done all this. So we shouldn't have any wrong beliefs in our heart. We have to see we got the correct belief. And for that, going to Tabligh Jamaat also. Lot of our beliefs will be corrected. But to get it complete, such in the company of the ulama and the mashayikh, attend the majalis, etc. Then inshallah, our aqaid and our beliefs will be correct. The fourth tafsir, and to test our heart whether we got a good, healthy heart or not. الذي لا يكون في قلبه غلبة الشهوات التي تؤدي إلى that we don't have so much of lust in our heart that we are beginning to do haram also. Hey, that a person is not satisfied with his wife, then now he's doing haram with other women. That is a sign he hasn't got a healthy heart. And also, are we looking at other women? Are we looking at porn on the internet? Are we looking going on filthy, dirty sites? Are we looking at magazines, etc.? If we are doing, that means the heart is not healthy. We have to fix up the heart. So we have to see that how much of bad we are thinking. How many of us, when we are in salah, and what bad thoughts we are having about other women or other people, etc. So a good, healthy heart, then you won't have all that. And if your heart is not good and healthy, then even in salah, while we touch the Quran, when we go to sleep at night, your halal wife is sleeping next to you, but you are thinking of other women, because your heart is unhealthy, it's a sick heart. So we have to correct that also. And the last and the final test to see if we got a healthy heart, الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ that in your heart is only nobody else is in your heart. And we have to work that only Allah is in the heart. Okay? Like for example, if inshallah it will not happen to anyone, but if somebody put a gun to your head, okay, at that time, when you think of Allah, or you think of your grandmother, or you think of somebody else, who you think of at that time? Maybe he's got a blank gun, no bullets in his gun. But we go blank, we can't think anything that time. So much we have to make effort that Allah is in the heart. At that time, Allah comes out. And wallah, whatever situation, if we make that effort that Allah is in the heart, and in the most dangerous situation also, Allah comes out. Allah's help is 100%. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, right? That what is Ibn-e Azam? That name of Allah, which if you take it, whatever your problem, Allah's help is immediately, Allah is there for you. He say it is Allah. But with this condition, that in your heart, there is nothing else but Allah. Today, when we close our house, we close our shop, we need Ayatul Kursi for protection. But at the same time, we got insurance also. And we make sure we pay the insurance also. Eh? So, in our heart, it's not only Ayatul Kursi, insurance also. That Allah can help you, but you must have insurance also. No, that's not like that. That full 100% trust only on Allah. Then see how Allah Ta'ala, and for this iman is the making of dhikr. For in the khanqa, regular dhikr, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
What is that? But La ilaha, you are taking out everything besides Allah from your heart. We have to learn how to make dhikr. Dhikr is not just we sit down and you can't just go to the chemist and you like a supermarket, any medicine you want to, you just take and you start drinking. No, doctor has to prescribe for you which medicine, how much, when to take it. All that doctor has to prescribe for you. So the same way, dhikr also we have to learn from Mashaq, from Ahlullah. We have to learn from them how to make dhikr. So with La ilaha, we must take out the dirt from the heart. Say Allah, everything besides Allah. And we throw it out, illallah, and we put only Allah in the heart. A person who does this understands how can his heart become pure in him. And khairullah will go. Many of us we think, oh, to look at woman and too weak, I just look all the time. No, it isn't. Allah has given us the strength to protect, to save ourselves, but we're not using it. If we will make our dhikr regularly, properly, we will see that we will be surprised that I was a person, I think I can't help it. I just have to look at woman. I'm very weak. No, you will be surprised yourself how Allah will protect you. And when you don't look at a woman, you won't be wrong, it won't be easy, practical, you'll be happy I didn't look. At the moment now, if we didn't look, oh, I had a chance, she was such a pretty woman, what her complexion, how she was, and I didn't look, we would feel sad. No, you'll feel happy I didn't look. You make shukr to Allah, you save you. And let me also promise you that a person who looks after his eyes and doesn't look at other women, one immediate reward Allah will give you. Allah will make your wife look to you the most beautiful woman in the world. What is this world? This world is nothing. She will be this huwaheen. She will be like a whore of Jannah Allah sent for you. And a person who gives my wife is whore of me, how enjoyable all this life. Unfortunately, most of us are such. We are married, we are living with our wife, but we are not getting enjoyment. We are just living together. And honeymoon in Islam is not 1 week. Honeymoon is whole life. Even in your old age is honeymoon. But that is if you look after your eyes. Then you will see the enjoyment of married life. So the first tafsir and test of the heart, that in our heart there must be only Allah, nothing beside Allah. If we do that, then we have got a healthy heart. And we will, when we die, our root will go out like you have dry flour. And you have a hair in the dry flour. You just put it out so easy. And if it is dough, flour which has been mixed with water and they need it, and once the hair is stuck in there, you can't put it out. It will break. It will be like if you take a tree, thorn tree, all thorns, and you put silk in that tree, and you pull it out, all the thorns get stuck and they tear the silk completely. Like that, the ruh will have great difficulty if it isn't always saleem, if you haven't got a healthy heart. A person, sakarat, will be very difficult for him. Very hard his ruh will come out. But if we make effort on these 5 points and we make qalbe saleem, a healthy heart, the ruh will come. And a person will be, Allah will show him palaces of Jannah. Allah will show him the whole ruh. His ruh will be eager to come out. It will like be jumping out and going towards all those standards. And if not, if it is qalbe saleem, dunya's muhabbat, superstition, wrong beliefs in the heart, then at the time of mort, we will see the adab of Jahannam. We will see the fire, we will see the snakes and scorpions, then the ruh won't want to go out, and it will be pulled out by force. So my dear brothers, Allah has given us time in this dunya, not for dunya only, not to make our houses and our cars and worry about our health only and worry about our children's work to secure them. Allah has put us to make qalbe saleem. Allah has put us to prepare for that. See, one bayan enough. If I think I make bayan and it is in me, I'm fooling myself.
If you just listen to one bayan and I think it has come?
No, a continuous effort is required.
For that, what is called the hanfa, what is called zawiya in Arabic, what is called islah in tazkiya, a person has to do that to purify his heart, to reform and correct his heart. For that, we have special people who are mashash. Like if you got an eye problem, you don't go to the podiatrist, who is the doctor of the day. He'll tell you, you go to a podiatrist and you tell him, my eye stopped. You say, my friend, you're in the wrong place. You have to go to the optician. Okay, so like that, for the ruh, for the heart and for akhirat, there are those ulama, mashar, ehad, rabbani, me, who are Allah wala, who are connected with Allah wala. And they are keen how to make the Islam of the people. Everyone needs a spiritual life must come by. And they try to help them in whichever way, try to make contact with them, which is called bay'at. Become bay'at to such people. So you have made him bay'at, you have made him your house doctor. Like we have a house doctor, and he sees to all our matters, this is a spiritual house doctor. And then explain, hopefully have contact with him. And then sit in his majlis also. And then whatever disease we have, I got pride in me, I got jealousy in me, tell him our disease. And also remember, even the sheikh is not alimul ghaib. He doesn't know what disease you got. Only Allah is alimul ghaib. Today, wrong people of tasawwuf, they are teaching us that they get crushed. And they know everything of the qubur. And they make contact with the arwah. No, there isn't anything like that. Only then Allah is alimul ghaib. For example, the one student of ours, one time he told me that he got 20,000, 50,000, 100,000 jinn. He's sending them for Umrah, sending them to Nizamuddin Markaz. So I told him, just send few to sort out our problems in Syria we got. And so send them there a little bit for the problems in Egypt we got problems, just send them there to sort out our problems. One person came from Bangladesh to South Africa, and he was famous, Mufti Jin, and he also was doing all these type of things. So one day, he tells all the people, every day I go to Bangladesh, I teach Bukhari Sharif, Sabah, and I come back again. So after about 2 months he was there, he came to me in the Darul Uloom in my office. He told me, I want to go to UK now, and for visa I need some paper, if you can give me a letter. So I told him, Mufti sahab, every day you are going to Bangladesh, and you are coming back, you don't need my paper. Just change your direction, Mr. Sahib. Instead of going to the Eastern Coast, and you go to UK, I don't need my paper. So a lot of these things, and they are teaching us, and they are helping us, don't fall into all that. Follow me according to Quran, Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, we have got very good ulama, Maulana Humayd and all his friends, his teachers who are here, who are teaching, and many others also, mashallah, Maulana Abdul Hamid and the Markaz, many others also, I don't know the names of all, but you got good ulama, follow them inshallah. And sit in their majalis. Maulana Humayd has majlis every Monday and every Wednesday. How far? Kuala Lumpur is far? Or South Africa is more further? I could come from South Africa, I'm sure you can go from here to Kuala Lumpur. It's not too far, it's not further than South Africa to Subanjaya. It's more near. So try to go and you will get a lot benefit. We all will try to do that in Shanghai. Yeah, so that you cannot go from one year or from the other year. Please pay attention, think about it again. Discuss it again with our family, with our friend. And if you have some question, go to Maulana Omek. You are telling that Maulana spoke this, I didn't understand that. What is it? You will inshallah explain to me. May Allah guide us. Our life is short. Don't waste up. Our life is like a block of ice. If you just leave it like that in the plate, you don't see it, but it's melting all the time. And it will get thin. The same block of ice, you put it in a glass of water, glass of juice, it will make it nice and cold. When you drink it, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.
people feel that if a person flies, then he is very big, pious person. Our elders say, the fly is flying always. So when you fly in the air, make you a big person, then you become the air to fly. And you say, Mr. Fly, you are a very big, pious thing. Or the mosquito is flying. So you say, mosquito, mashallah. And big buzurk like you, Allah wala, saying like you, you fly in the air. That is all nothing. The great Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, one murid who stays by me for 10 years, said, I'm going away. Why you go? He said, I see no karamat, like flying in the air, walking on the water, etc. So he said, I don't see no karamat. So he said, 10 years you stay by me. If you see me 1 minute, I do anything against sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, no, that I never saw. I never found you 1 minute, you are unmindful of Allah. He said, then what bigger karamat you want? That is the biggest karamat. Al-istifamatu fawqa al-karamat. To affirm on me is more superior than thousands of karamat. Karamat is nothing.
He was helping a person who had been robbed and broke his wooden shoe to that person.
Karamat al-awliya haqq. They are karamat of the awliya. But then our object is Quran in hand. It is possible many things like that happen, the awliya, the karamat, but that is not what we have to do. We have to see Quran in hadith of the that is the Muslim. The power to be is Allah's kalam and sunnah of the Sultan. Don't pay too much attention to that. If you are walking on the road, and on the road there is beautiful flowers, water flowing nice, very pretty. That is not important. Even if it is not there, the road is also bare. If you want to reach your destination, you go on there. You don't worry about. So all these are side things. Don't pay attention to them. Pay attention to your destination where you have to be. Your Jazakallah, I'm very happy to ask that question. May Allah guide us all and accept us all. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Ashrafil Anbiya wa Mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا في معصيتك اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن وهدي فرج عن واحفظ وغالب ووحد أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.